This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two!
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee. Let's go for a little ride.
What is up with all these huge series at Wrigley Field? It's crazy. Hey, everybody, good morning. I know, we haven't been around for a while. I've kind of forgotten what to do. I think we talk into the mic.
Don't get used to it either.
No, because next week it's just even worse. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay. He is Derek Piper. You heard Trevor Valise. He will be on with us throughout most of the day as well. We have a lot of guests coming up at 4:50. We're going to do the Mettler mix-up with Matthew Gordon. 5:05, Joe Henriksen. He is must-listen-to radio. We're going to ask him about how, first of all, did DePaul really get David Jones?
That happened, yeah.
That did happen, okay.
That happened.
Okay, I just wasn't sure. So we'll ask Joe about what happened there, and then Illinois in general,
Bryce
and the
Hopkins.
Rest of the Illinois. Yeah, and the Bryce Hopkins chase. Who's the young man that's like a junior right now, the shooter? Jaden Shutt. And then A.J. Casey, we'll ask about him as well. He's a guy that is one of those probably headed for Duke kind of kids. In other words, what I mean by that is, well, maybe not.
We'll see.
But he's at that caliber.
Level, yeah,
he's
sure.
at that caliber. So hopefully Illinois can close the deal on him.
You can ask him about Jalen Quinn, local product.
Absolutely.
Tuscola.
Who, by the way, is going to join us tomorrow at 4:30. So Jalen Quinn's going to join us tomorrow at 4:30. All you racing fans and those that like to bet it, I'm looking right at you, Pipe.
One that I haven't. Well, actually, never mind.
No,
that back.
Okay.
You're talking about NASCAR. No, I bet that. Yep.
How about listen? And I know we won't talk about this much, but that finish to the Daytona race the other day was crazy. And now the playoffs are set in NASCAR. But Chad Gordon's going to join us at 5:30. He's from the Friendly Confines podcast. They just had Ryan Dempster on. They've had Andre Dawson on. They've had Pat Hughes on. They've had a lot of big names.
Had you on.
They've had me on, and that was years ago before they were really established. They were just looking for anybody at that point. But we will have Chad on at 5:30 to talk about the Chicago Cubs and, of course, the big series, and that's kind of what I talked about coming in. Five games this weekend between the Cardinals and Cubs at Wrigley, so we'll talk all about that. So basically, we're calling this segment, What Did We Miss? Around,
we might need two segments.
Oh, my. We're going to spend the whole hour on this. And if you want to weigh in on what everything that you've taken in the last 5 days when we weren't here, we will gladly get to that. I was just looking through the Major League Baseball schedule, and I told you, and Trevor, just be honest when I tell you this. Did you know that the Toronto Blue Jays are one game behind the New York Yankees, the Yankees are 4.5 behind Tampa?
I did, but it's unfair because I just saw that the MLB At Bat app updated to include the postseason picture and how it would look each day as it stood right now. So I actually literally just looked at it.
Okay.
So if you had asked me at 2 o'clock, I would have said I had no idea.
Can you imagine if the AL East produced Tampa and Toronto and did not produce the Yankees or the Boston Red Sox? Of course, the Red Sox
are bad.
You
could get 4 in, technically.
Yeah, that's true. We were just
so
talking about
that.
Because basically, the first two teams out of each division go to the playoffs, and then it's two wild card teams in each league after that. So, like Trevor said, the Cardinals are almost a lock at 14-14 to get into the playoffs. But we'll get to that. We'll talk all about that. I want to ask you, Pipes, about the NBA. I've watched some of it. Didn't get a chance last night. Looked at Twitter this morning early. I can't decide if A, the NBA is a really cool product right now, B, if it's a really bad product right now, C, if the referees are just good or horrible.
No, well, definitely not the first thing you said.
And then I heard Chris Paul say that there was a play at the end of that game where he reached down to tie his shoe, essentially, to allow them to look at that play again, and then the official looked at him and said, "Never, Chris, you don't have to do that. I'm having him sweep the floor." And then he called a delay a game on Chris Paul. So Chris Paul basically admits that he was trying to delay the game, but then he was upset that they called delay a game because essentially he was told you don't have to worry about it. What's going on with the NBA right
now? I don't know, man. the Nuggets-Utah Jazz series was very entertaining.
Yes.
We talked about it at the end of last week. It was 3-1. Nuggets come all the way back. Large part due to Jamal Murray just going crazy.
Incredible.
He's really fun to watch. Jokic made some big plays down the stretch. Had that nice little floater in the lane. Big shot. But, you know, the Nuggets turned it over. I don't know if you saw the highlights. Turned it over. And Conley's three-pointer goes in and out. It's like halfway down, which would have been a buzzer beater to win and send the Jazz on to the next round. So the NBA's had some entertaining games. Mixed in there is some excruciating frustration with the officiating. I mean, it's like WWE level of, is this like real?
Right.
Like, are they just rigging things right now and just making up calls? Tatum got called for a technical just for doing like a hand gesture to say, I don't agree with that call. You could see his mouth didn't say one word. Got teed up with a minute to go. The Raptors almost take advantage of that and turn that into a win. The Celtics are up 2-0, and they're rolling.
Right.
And then I didn't see it live, but the Jimmy Butler foul, well, the foul on Giannis that sent Jimmy Butler to the line was absolute insanity. It's just awful.
The crazy thing there, he's fading away. And you can say, I guess, if you're by the law, and we always talk about this, end of the game, a lot of times officials swallow their whistles. And it's one of those where, technically, they shouldn't, to me, an official shouldn't matter how much time's left on the clock. But that said, I am so used to the majority of my life that they just swallow their whistle at the end, unless it's so apparent it's ridiculous, that you need to let that go. But I guess if you're following the letter of the law, did he foul me? I mean, he got into his space. And then the other thing about
that. The context of that, though, is what just happened the play before.
Right.
Where Dragic is called for a foul, which I technically, I guess he invaded the shooter's space, but he's just standing there with his hands up. He's straight up and down.
And he had position.
Right. And, I mean, the shooter's leaning into him, not vice versa. In a weird way, it almost felt like that was a makeup call, which is, like, unfathomable that you would even pull a makeup call stunt with the game on the line with 0.0 seconds on the clock.
What's worse about the unwritten? Either A, you swallow your whistles at the end and let the players decide it, or B, you don't do a makeup call in the last, literally with zero time left on the clock. I mean, that's what's crazy about all of that happened. And the other thing, guys, how many times does a stud of any league not get the benefit of the doubt? Like, in other words, if that was Lon Tay trying to block Jimmy Butler, that's Giannis.
True.
You don't call a foul on Giannis right there? I don't know. It's crazy. But how about
shows that Giannis doesn't have the pull of LeBron, because there's no way.
No.
Heck, that's a foul on LeBron.
No, he could knock him over, and they'd be like, well, I didn't see it.
Right? I do think that's kind of stupid, though, what you're saying, in the sense of, like, it's the same thing, like, well, the rookie gets a smaller strike zone. Why?
I know.
It's a strike zone. Like, it shouldn't matter that it's Giannis if he hacked him.
You know how many years?
But he didn't.
You're right. You know how many years I've watched Big Ten basketball where a junior or a senior is never in foul trouble, and you get a freshman out there, and I don't care who you pick. You could pick Trace Jackson Davis from,
Mm-hmm.
From Indiana. You could take Kofi. It just always seems like the rookie, the freshman, they are just money hungry to call fouls on the kids, yet they let it go. Now, the one guy that did not subscribe to that theory was Kipper Nichols, because I was the biggest Kipper fan when it came to, I mean, he could barely touch a guy and get fouled. I'm like, guys, he's not a freshman. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, and yet Luke is the most physical player in the league, and he never really has a problem with that. But yeah, and then you caught up in the last game where I was at a very big personal struggle where not a Rockets fan, not a fan of James Harden. James Harden gets let off the hook. He goes 4 for 15, 1 of 9 from three in an elimination game, and he's just not. He's had some playoff woes before. Versus on the other side, where do you want Chris Paul to advance? And my answer personally is no.
No, you don't like Chris Paul.
And it was a weird thing where they were calling a timeout, and they said there was a foul, and they gave them the foul. They missed the free throw. It was just, it was madness again with the referees. But I don't know. As a fan of basketball and someone that got robbed of everybody that got robbed of the NCAA tournament.
No doubt.
I've appreciated the drama and some of these. Some good games in the NBA, for sure.
I mean, personally, and I've watched a lot of the NBA playoffs. I think it's been a really good product all through this bubble. And you had people talking about how, you know, with the layoff maybe, the fact that they are condensed and, you know, all they can do is play basketball, essentially, that the product has gotten even better. And I'm not an NBA fan. You know this. And a lot of it goes to the fact that I root for the Sixers, but the Sixers aren't my favorite team like the Cardinals are my favorite team in baseball and football and like the Blues and hockey. They just, I watched the NBA when I was young when we had Magic and Larry and Doc. I watched a little bit of it when Allen Iverson and Charles Barkley were taking over. And then the Sixers just became so bad that I basically just went away from the sport. And I started to worry about that with a lot of Bulls fans around our area because right now the Bulls are just horrific the last few years, although they weren't as horrific this year. But, you know, it seemed like ever since D. Rose got hurt against the Sixers in that series, it's been just a downhill slide. And I've always wondered if people around here that were Bulls fans and were huge fans during the Jordan days, where all of a sudden you're kind of in the same boat I am. It's not that I dislike the NBA by any means. I just don't necessarily have a team to pull for. And because of that, I'll be honest, I'm the same way about hockey. Like when the Blues got knocked out, I'll still pay attention a little bit, but I'll pay attention to hockey as much as I'll pay attention to the NBA right now until they get to the Cup Finals and until they get to the NBA Finals. And then I'm all in again. I'm all vested on that because I always enjoy knowing there's a championship at stake.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm exactly there with the Chicago Bulls. Mm-hmm. I was all in on the Derrick Rose era and the run and hated the Miami Heat more than any team in sports, maybe even more than the Green Bay Packers. The Bears are my number one.
Yep.
Period. But, no reason to really tune in and care. And we've talked about a lot about the differences between the NBA and college basketball. There's more intensity night to night in college basketball.
Yes, sir.
And also, yep, we prefer the environments. The students have a lot to do with that. And I think that there's kind of that, there can get to be that sleepy, easygoing feel of the NBA, especially in the regular season, and that changes in the playoffs. And you're seeing, you know, that Nuggets-Utah Game 7 wasn't pretty. Both teams shot below 40%, and our good friend Jeremy Warner tweeted, what a beautiful 90s NBA game. Although I'll throw a little slight his way because he sometimes criticizes college basketball not having the shot-making of the NBA.
He does.
But the NBA can be elusive defensively sometimes.
Yep.
But yeah, look, I agree with you. It's been a good product. You can't argue with some of the shot making, some of the plays that these guys are making. They're the best basketball players in the world.
You're right. And sometimes I almost call it the Frank Williams effect. When Frank Williams was at Illinois, a lot of fans wondered why he didn't play harder. And all he would do is win Big Ten Player of the Year. And it's like, I think we are misinterpreting him playing hard for being just really skilled and really good. And sometimes I think we that are used to maybe more watching college basketball and loving it for everything you just said, and I'm 100% with you on that. Jeremy and I used to go over and over about this, and I was like, Jeremy, you can argue until, you know, you can argue until we finish this show, but I'm always at the end going to watch a college basketball game only because I'm more vested in Illinois. I'm more vested in the atmosphere. I go to college basketball games. I don't go to NBA games. There's not enough. I mean, I know Chicago's not far away, but it's just far enough away that I don't go to those games. And it's one of those situations, though, when I sometimes watch the NBA, these guys are so good that sometimes you mistake it for, they're not really hustling. They're not, and it's like, well, no, they're just that good.
Yeah.
But certainly anybody at any league, NFL, I've watched bad NFL football, too. That's always bad when you say NFL football. That's like saying National Football League football. That's another mistake that I can't stand, and I make it quite a bit. But there are times where I'll watch an NFL game and say, that was really brutal. But yet, it's just everybody's going to be due a stinker. It's just funny that in the NBA, it all happened on one night. Right? I mean, the refs stunk. The players were flopping everywhere, yeah. And that draws the ire of everybody.
I think the Rockets and Thunder combined to score, what was it, like 6 points in yes. the last 6.5 minutes of the game or something? So,
I mean, now you're going back to like seventh grade basketball.
Yeah. The over was on pace to hit, but then a screeching halt to that over-under.
How you guys doing on your betting?
I haven't been.
Oh, you haven't?
Okay. Going pretty decent.
Yeah?
Baseball hasn't been bad.
We've covered, I even mentioned NASCAR in the first 20 minutes here. So we've basically covered everything except baseball.
Did you see quickly, though, the one other thing Chris Paul said the ref said to him before the game started? This is the same ref who had the shoe tying issue with
him.
Oh,
no.
He said that the ref came up to him and said, hey, I refed game 7. Were the Hornets ever in a game 7 with him in New Orleans?
Ooh.
I can't remember if they even made the playoffs. He was in some crucial game 7, and this ref came up to him pregame and said, hey, I was the lead ref for that game 7 when you lost.
Oh,
and okay. He didn't say it in like a, you know, aggressive way, but it's like, what does that have to do with anything? He came up to him and basically said, hey, I reffed the only other crucial game in your career that you've ever lost. And then walked away.
I did not know
Chris
that.
Chris Paul was like, what?
Yeah, like, why would you tell
why
me
would
that?
You tell me that? It just has no bearing on anything.
That is weird. That is extremely weird.
And lost and all that, the Heat are up 2-0.
Yes.
On the Bucks, who look like, again, they're ready to wilt in the playoffs.
Mm.
One more note. You mentioned betting there. Did you guys see that the Cubs announced $100 million partnership with DraftKings.
Really?
According to Darren Revelle, and that they will construct a sports book either at Wrigley Field or in Wrigleyville.
Oh. Yep. How interesting times are that now professional teams, not only do we have football now in Las Vegas and hockey. And that was always, there was a reason Las Vegas never had a professional team, kids, for a long time. They did not want the association with gambling. They just did not want that. There's a reason that Pete Rose is scorned as bad as he is, because sports leagues never wanted an association with gambling tied to a team or a player. And now all of a sudden, you have two teams, essentially, that are in Vegas, the Raiders and the Knights in hockey, and now you're having a professional baseball team hook up, essentially, with a gambling site.
Yeah.
Man.
Times are changing.
My take on the actual physical building is that I actually think that will attract the people who don't bet more so than the people who do. Because, like, you know, Derek and I already have the app installed.
Yep.
We can make a bet from anywhere.
I'm the perfect example.
Right. Lon is the example of a guy who, if he's sitting on his couch, he's not going to go through the process to drop $20 on somebody.
No.
But if he's at Wrigley,
yes.
and he's got a drink in him, and lo and behold, there's the sports book right in front of him. That would be my target customer if I were them, more so than like an avid bettor.
That is a great point, Trevor, because I could see me going over there with 100 and just saying, all right, I'm going to be at this Cubs, you know, this Cubs-Brewers game, so let me make a bet on that. So I've got an interest in this game even more. Where are the Cardinals playing tonight? Okay, let me put a bet on that. Oh, there's no doubt that I'm not going to sit there in my app as I'm eating, you know, wings at Yahtzee's across the street drinking beer. I'm not going to get my app out and get barbecue all over my phone. But after I'm done, definitely I'd walk over. I think that's you just nailed it. You should be in marketing.
I mean, I kind of am.
You kind of are. That's what I meant. That was kind of a joke.
Oh.
It was like an insult.
It went over my head.
I was thinking of it. All right, so we didn't really talk baseball. Let's take a break and come back and kind of get everybody updated on how the Cardinals still don't have an outfielder that can hit. Matt Carpenter is now, I've gone through all the 7 steps of depression or whatever, or 10 or whatever they are, and I've gone past the anger part.
Acceptance?
Yeah, I'm accepting, and now, like I just told Stevie J before the show, I honestly feel bad for Matt Carpenter at this point. His bat looks like it weighs 500 pounds when he swings.
So we can talk about that.
He's terrible. I was moved on. I was moved on before the start of the year.
Yeah.
I like how Lon had this like seething passive aggressive statement, and Derek just goes, he's terrible.
He's horrible. If he shaved his beard, would it make a difference?
No.
What happened to the salsa love? No salsa?
If James Harden shaved his beard, do you think I'd like him?
I don't think I'd recognize him.
I don't know what it is about the beard on Harden. It's always bothered me. And I got nothing against beards. Like, I literally have, I cannot grow one. And there was never a time in my life where I was jealous that I can look in at Trevor right now, who essentially has a beard, and could go, I'm assuming you in a week could grow a beard.
Well, this is born out of laziness because I was tired of shaving because it was coming back so fast.
Okay.
So this is not even intentional. It's like, screw it. I just don't feel like shaving this month.
The one time during the hockey playoffs, during the Tay and Jay days, I told Jeremy that as long as the Blues were alive, and I think that year they made it to the third round.
I remember.
Yeah.
And he looked a little scraggly.
He got a little scraggly.
Yeah.
But people on like the YouTube, and well, we didn't have that back then. I think he took a picture or whatever and put it on Twitter, and people were like, I still can't see. You know, granted, it's blonde, but well, now it's gray. Now, actually, it's gray. So
Matt Carpenter could bleach and braid his beard. And if he hit above 200, I feel better about him than I do now.
Who's another? Dallas Keuchel's another guy that, like, would look so... Wait, does he have the beard anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, he still has it. They would look so strange without it that you'd be like, whoa, that's James. I'm with you, Trevor. I know you're kind of kidding. I think James Harden could walk by me without the beard on.
I wouldn't recognize him.
I wouldn't have any idea, except that he's huge, I'm sure. I'd be like, who is that dude, man? It must
be
an athlete.
Did he ever not have one at, like, Arizona State?
I think he always had one at Arizona State, too. I remember the game Illinois played Arizona State, and Harden went off. And Illinois won the game. I think it was like a Puerto Rico shootout or... We'll have to effort that at the break. I know Illinois played against James Harden, years ago, and that was the first time I'd ever heard of James Harden, and I had no idea at the moment that he was going to be this good in the NBA, although he wasn't last night, which kind of goes with the idea that the NBA...
That was Maui.
Maui, okay.
Maui in what year was it?
Didn't he go for like 40?
2007. Illinois won by 20.
What did Harden have?
77-54, Illinois won. Let's see here. Box score.
I was thinking he had a big game.
Harden, in 22 minutes, had 6 points.
Oh, well, I guess maybe it was the opposite then. Maybe we heard all about him coming in, and then...
Somebody had 33.
Oh.
Christian Polk? No idea who that is.
That sounds like a guy that should be a big man for Kansas.
He had 33 of their 54.
Wow, okay. So
Rodney Alexander was 17 for Illinois.
Yeah, baby.
Also was 17, Brian Randall.
Oh. Man, I was way off on the whole Harden.
Balanced scoring there for Illinois.
Hey, man.
Tisdale off the bench with 8.
Oh, yeah. I guess I was thinking that Harden had a big game, but maybe it was that we went into it hearing all about him and he didn't do anything. And we're like, well, you're not that good. And then, now he is that good. Kind of. Sometimes.
You guys remember when Harrison Barnes came to State Farm Center?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I had a press pass for that game. I think that's my last press pass. That was a random, I got a press pass for that game randomly because it was North Carolina and Illinois. And I asked Kent Brown, I'm like, we were doing the radio show. And I'm like, Kent, I never ask for press passes, but can I get that one? And he's like, yeah. I think that same year I had a press pass for Illinois versus Oakland.
That was the game that they used the women's ball for like the first like 10 minutes and no one noticed.
And I told Jeremy on press row, I'm like, I really like this coach for Oakland. He's good. He's a good coach. Isn't that sad? And then I did have a press pass for the Harrison Barnes game, and that's the last time I've ever sat that close to the game.
What did you do, though? Because like
nothing. And I told Kent going in, I'm like, full transparency, I'm just getting this so I can watch Illinois and North Carolina from 5 feet instead of sitting up and seeing.
I was going to say, like, if you and I got pressed, like, you know, Derek's writing.
Right.
What are you and I there for? Like, post-game audio, I suppose, but during the game, what are we going to do?
In fact, I think I went into the, I know I went into the post-game.
But that makes sense. I'm saying during the game,
but
what would you and I do on press row?
Say you're just collecting Nat sounds.
Yeah. That's good.
Radio.
That's good.
I think who would have been the coach of Illinois at that time?
Weber,
yeah.
Okay, I think, like, it wasn't Weber, but somebody, not Kent Brown, but somebody, like, right before the press conference started, they're like, oh, wow, Lante's here. Must be a big game. Or so they said something like that, and I'm like, okay. Can I just sit in the back and just be like nobody knows I'm here, please? All right, baseball, when we come back, send your questions in, 359-2255. Again, Mettler Mix-Up coming up at 450. Joe Henrickson at 505. He's the goods. We'll talk a lot of high school and college basketball with Joe Henrickson from City Suburban Hoops Report. And Chad Gordon from the Friendly Confines podcast. We're going to talk some Cubby baseball at 5:30. A lot to do. You can weigh in at 359-2255. That's 359-CALL. You can find us on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to taeandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at steviej.com, J-A-Y.com. Or you can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
This hour of The Drive brought to you by Game Day Spirit.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Hey, Mom, you've spent the time building a home. You clean, you shop, and create spaces for your kids to be comfortable, and all after a full day at work. Now it's time to move. Let 2 Men in a Truck organize your move for you. Moving doesn't have to fall on your shoulders. Go to twomenchampagne.com and use that extra time to relax. 2 Men in a Truck, that's a smart move.
PDR Automotive in Urbana prides themselves in offering you the very best in service. In fact, they're one of the select TechNet certified professional shops. Certified shops like PDR make all the difference in vehicle maintenance because the TechNet community is made up entirely of local family-owned shops. So you know you're getting reliable and personalized care that only a local shop like PDR can provide. PDR is proud to be a TechNet professional shop that you can depend on time and time again. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz, owner of Lanz Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LanzInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lanz Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lanz family. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow in Champaign help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kurt handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else, more money too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. That's money Kurt can help you put toward a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow today and get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state. Visit KurtLenschow.com. Today.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of 4 Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of 4 light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, BC Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. BC's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at bc.com. Member FDIC.
Alice Carey, new chief of police, our law enforcement official of the month. Archie is in studio with us.
Archie is a law enforcement therapy dog, otherwise known as a comfort canine. There's studies that show these comfort canines reduce anxiety, mental stressors.
Beautiful dog, rescued from
the Bahamas.
Wow.
He's a survivor of Hurricane Dorian. He was one of 95 animals that were rescued from that shelter that was hit by a 10-foot tidal wave that came in. Archie came to Paws and Stripes College at Brevard County Sheriff's Office in Florida, where inmates take 10 weeks to train these dogs on basic obedience. Then the Sheriff's Office donates these dogs throughout the country. So there's a lot of the comfort canines throughout the country.
I love Archie. Archie can stay with me. I'm under duress. Can I have Archie stay? Archie. A new resident to Champaign-Urbana. Her name is Alice Carey. She is the new Chief of Police, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. How about that? Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
The Long Branch is open. The Long Branch is open. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford is now reopened for indoor seating. Stop by and let Donnie cook you up terrific steaks, burgers, pork chops, ribs, and so much more. The wait is finally over because Long Branch Steakhouse is now open for indoor seating. And with their full regular menu available, you simply can't go wrong. Stop by Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. and let Donnie give you a meal you won't soon forget. At 310 South Main Street, downtown Gifford.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Are your appliances giving you trouble or looking for something new maybe? Then shop local at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They have the items and resources to get you what you need now. You can shop easily by going online. Be going online? I sounded like an Irishman there.
I'd be going online.
By golly. That's not what an Irishman says. By golly. That's what I say. Appliance-world.com. Sign up for the exclusive offers. Get the latest local deals. Chat with an associate online. Shop their showroom from your phone and more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World offers the best prices, service, and selection in Central Illinois. They're the place you want to visit for the best deals around. And of course, don't forget to ask about their 10-year protection plan. That's incredible. Check out the Champaign location just south of I-74 on Neal Street or online at appliance-world.com.
Back on the drive. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Game Day Spirit. Make sure to check them out. I get a hoodie. I've been advertising it for weeks. I think it's the time's going to come. That's the spot.
Is it the fall yet?
Maybe when it's not 80 degrees, we'll officially deem it fall. True. But there's college football this weekend.
That's true. Hey, can I? Okay.
NFL next week. Let's go.
Oh, that's right. I'm not drafted, by the way.
Yeah, talk about that.
Guess who did not even get drafted until, like, one of the last guys selected?
Nick Foles.
No. You're going to be even more upset. Think running back.
Oh, I know.
Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley went that long?
Yes.
What?
I kid you not. And I kind of forgot about him. Like, because I drafted my running backs pretty early. I kind of forgot about him. And then, like, so we're doing this Zoom. So you're not paying as much attention as I was. Somebody asked me on Twitter, like, why would you do a Zoom? That's the best part of it. I'm like, well, I get that. But first of all, there's a couple of different guys out of state, and normally they make the effort to get here. But this year with the COVID and everything, just a lot of people were just felt more comfortable staying at home, and that's fine. So I did that. I would have been fine going anywhere or doing Zoom. And actually, it was kind of fun on the Zoom call. I was, like, walking around my house. I was walking outside. I'm like, hey, you see the baseball field across from my... And they're like, Lon, can you shut up? I'm trying to make a pick. But all of a sudden, late in the draft, somebody's like, I'll take Todd Gurley, Falcons. And I'm like, whoa! I'm like, he's still available.
Come on.
So I had the third pick.
Telling me, like, Frank Gore went before him. And
no, Jonathan Taylor did.
Curtis Martin.
Fred Taylor of the old Jaguars. Yeah. I had the third pick.
How'd that go?
I took Zeke.
Okay.
Because Saquon, like, McCaffrey went one, Saquon two. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got Zeke. So that was my first pick. I was all right with it. I got DeAndre Hopkins. I'm okay with that. I guess. He's kind of holding out right now.
Nah.
Yeah, well,
he'll be there.
Except we're like 8 days away. Yeah. I'm like, I'd kind of like for you to play, if you don't mind, DeAndre. Okay, so yeah, we can talk football later. By the way,
I'm going to do a mid-season all piped up, either blasting everyone for doubting Todd Gurley or blasting myself for actually believing in him. Mark it down.
Technically, I'm a guy that I hope he has a big... Oh, I was going to tell you, you know who else I got running back? My third running back, David Montgomery.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, everybody, this is an eight-team league, so everybody at the end of the day feels good about your team. I mean, when you only have eight guys, it's not like a 12-team where you're taking so many guys that by the end you're taking the third-string running back from the Dolphins. So my third guy is David Montgomery, and I had told you the inside story there is Friday I said there's something about a Bears running back on a crisp fall day at Soldier Field. And I know it's because I had Matt Forte so many years, but I love when the Bears were a team that they just established the run. You know, the old NFC North,
right,
or whatever. And so I've got Montgomery.
I just hope that Matt Nagy and that offensive line don't ruin it for you.
Yeesh.
But we'll see. Brad Evans said take him if he falls.
Yeah, he did.
Is he still hurt?
I think.
He's going to be out 2 to 4 weeks with a groin strain.
He's got a groin. Got it.
But he's my third guy, so technically I shouldn't have to use him until a bye. Right now I can't think of my other running back, but it doesn't matter.
Leonard Fournette got released.
I know.
And then signed with the Bucs.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, whether they win or not,
crash and burn or be a really good team.
That is must-watch TV with Tampa, with all the weapons they have. Well, by the way, my flex was Ron Jones. And then I was like, oh, well, guess what? Oh, I know who I got. Austin Eckler.
Oh, you got him.
Remember, I got him early, and everybody was like, really, this early? I'm like, dude, did you see the 5 or 6 games he played before Melvin Gordon came back
last
year?
So you have Zeke and Austin Eckler.
I got Zeke and Eckler. Now, again, everybody has two good running backs. But where I messed up is I took Dak as my quarterback without even thinking.
I don't hate it.
No, I don't hate it, except that I've got Zeke as my running back. So the Cowboys would have to be really good one day for both of them to go off.
Yeah, but you get mutual exclusivity if they throw to each other.
See, okay, so this is a... Can we talk about this strategy real quick and then get to baseball for 2 seconds? I'm sorry, we're delaying baseball. We'll talk more about baseball, I promise, tomorrow. Do you guys subscribe to the theory that if you... Now, I finally was okay a little bit if it was a wide receiver and a quarterback.
That makes more sense.
It does. But the quarter... Now, never in my fantasy life have I ever had two guys off the same team. That is almost more important to me than a bye week. Like, I'll look down at the end of the draft, I'm like, oh, crap. I got 3 running backs that have a bye week at 10, and then I got 9 weeks essentially to figure it out.
Yeah.
But when I looked back at my draft, and I'm like, Lon, you have a running back and a quarterback from the same team. I took Matt Ryan as a second quarterback. And I thought, you know, a guy throws for over 4,000 yards. He's got Ridley and Julio. And he's got Gurley. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to take Matt Ryan. I may not even play Dak. But you're right, Trevor. I mean, if you have a day where the Cowboys beat the Giants 42-14, you're probably getting huge numbers out of both those.
They get the Giants twice and the Washington football team twice.
That's true.
I like that Dallas offense a ton. They get CeeDee Lamb in there with Cooper, with Gallup.
Yep. Well,
Dak's in a contract year.
Yep. That was all that went through my mind. I was happy to get Dak. And then I started thinking, well, wait, you've already got Zeke, and I'm not sitting Zeke. So, I don't know.
I wouldn't think too much about it.
Okay, you think just put Dak in. I'm going to start the year with that. I'm one of those guys that I stick to my guns. There's a reason you drafted him. And then if I get burnt one of the first 3 weeks by that, then I'll switch back to Matt Ryan. I'll go from there. So, all right, that's way too much information about my fantasy draft that nobody cares about. All right, baseball. The Cubbies took 2 of 3 from the Pirates. That almost makes you puke when you only know you took 2 of 3, right? I mean, when you're playing the Pirates.
Oh, we've been there.
Oh, yeah.
We know all about it.
I mean,
or if you lose twice in the same day to the Pirates.
When they only had 3 hits.
They're 5-1 against the Pirates this year with 3 more to go, I'll take it.
You're doing your job against the Pirates. Cardinals took 2 of 3 from the Reds. The Reds are just not good.
They're done.
Surprising.
They're done.
I agree. I totally agree. So when you look at the standings there, the Cubbies still on top at 22-15. They're 3.5 games ahead of the Cardinals. And if history repeats itself from last year, Derek,
it won't.
The Cardinals will leave Wrigley with the lead in the division.
Okay. Now I should have said that the Reds are done. I mean, I said the Reds are done, but the Cardinals are still sitting there at 14-14.
Right.
2.5 games up on them and 1 game up on Milwaukee, who are anything but world beaters. So,
and you always look at the loss column, right? You're five games better on the loss column than Milwaukee. You're seven games better than the Reds. Okay, so Derek just did what I did, Trevor, before he came in. When I looked at you and said, man, I thought, because I said Cincinnati's horrible. Then I looked at it and I'm like, you know what? They're not as bad as I thought. They're 16 and 21.
I mean, they're not any good.
Huh.
But the Cardinals aren't.
No.
They're average.
They're average.
Completely average.
Yeah.
Tell me how this makes any sense. I get it's by percentage and not by record.
Right.
The Cubs have more losses than the Cardinals have wins, and the Cardinals are 3.5 back. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, when you let math take over, it's weird. I mean, the Cubs have a plus 16 on, what do you call that?
Run differential.
Run differential. The Cardinals are a plus 19, thanks but, to I mean, a 16-2 game. I mean, that's the reason for
that's
that.
It's just going to be weird. Like, say the Cardinals did do that, they would have played like 10 less games than the Cubs would be in first.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the weekend is my point.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
It's just odd.
It is strange. The Dodgers up big, or not, well, yeah, kind of in the NL West. They're 28-10, best record in baseball. Five-game lead over San Diego.
Great pick by you, San Diego. You are not a year too early, and they're making a run for it, getting Mike Clevinger.
Boom. Now, I could tell you
traded half their roster during a pandemic.
Right. For a guy that goes out at night during a pandemic.
They get him for two more years after. He's pretty darn good.
He is good. I could then tell you about all my mistakes.
That was good.
Go through that.
Tell you mine. I picked the Yankees first. I had the first overall pick. I took the Yankees.
And how interesting is that? Tampa Bay has a 4.5 game lead on the Yankees.
Half their roster's hurt.
I know. Every year.
No,
right?
No. I'm saying the Rays.
Oh, it ain't? I thought the Yankees had
their
a lot of
interest. Their bullpen is like a bunch of guys I've never heard of. They had some guy named like Reese close out the game the other day, and I'm like, who's Reese?
Old Timmy Reese.
Pokey Reese.
Yeah, Pokey, right. Back in the day. But yeah, then the Toronto Blue Jays only a game behind the Yankees in the AL East. That'll be kind of. And guys, we're
25-ish games away.
That's it. Like, it goes through September. That's it. The other day I was looking at the Cardinals schedule and I flipped to October and I'm like, oh wait, I forgot that it ends into September. You're done. Not tonight. Cleveland, one game lead over the White Sox in the AL Central. The Twins only a game and a half back. I mean, Detroit technically is only 4.5 back, but they're 17-17.
Detroit's in the playoffs, though, right now.
Right.
As the 8th wild card, I think.
It's crazy. So Minnesota and the White Sox in Cleveland, that'll be a fun one to watch. Oakland leading by 2.5 over Houston in the West. My Angels team, there's
How
another
about
one.
Them
of my,
Angels?
Yeah.
The worst team in the AL, arguably baseball. Pirates.
And they add Rendon. What is it? Is their pitching just that bad?
Yes.
Okay.
No, one team has given up more runs in the AL, and it's Boston.
Oh, wow. And that, Boston's, by the way,
a train wreck.
Actually, another one of my teams. Angels, yeah. Yeah, if you want to just add to that. Yeah, so Boston is a negative 62 run differential. Holy crap.
Okay.
Atlanta leads by 3 in the NL East over Philadelphia. Miami, only 4 back.
Miami's in the playoffs as well as of right now.
That's crazy. The Mets, who, by the way, lost Tom Seaver. We lost Tom Seaver, the Mr. Met. What an unbelievable pitcher he was. He was one of those guys that took the ball every, back then, probably 4 days, and just said, get out of the way. I'm going to finish this game. Yeah, he was
just
really
like Jack
good.
Flaherty.
He was really, yeah, okay. So then we mentioned the Cubs, 3.5 up on the Cardinals, 4.5 up on the Brewers, Reds 6 out, and we went through the Dodgers. So there you go. There's your look at Major League Baseball. All right, when we come back, Mettler mix-up. We're going to catch up just on the Mettler Center in general. How are they handling things during this pandemic? We'll ask Matthew Gordon about it next. It is The Drive.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
Judge Jason Baum was appointed as a circuit judge by the Illinois Supreme Court after the selection committee found him to be exceptionally well qualified. He is the only candidate in his race who is recommended in the nonpartisan ISBA poll. He is rated highly for his integrity, impartiality, and sensitivity to bias and diversity. This November, vote for Judge Jason Baum. Learn more at judgejasonbaum.com. That's B-O-H-M.
Paid for by friends of Judge Jason Baum.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive. Saying Piper, I'm Lance, Derek Piper to my side. It's now time for the Mettler mix-up with Doctor of Physical Therapy, Matthew Gordon. Matthew, how are you, buddy?
Doing good. How you doing?
Good, man. We got sports in full brew, but you know what's funny? We haven't had shows all week, so we didn't get a chance to get any listener-submitted questions. And by the way, we always ask if you would like to submit a topic for us to visit with the guys at Mettler Center. You can text us at 359-2255. Maybe you got an ailment that's bothering you. You want to find out more about it? Shoot us a text, 359-2255. But then I told Trevor this morning, I'm like, we don't really have any major injuries in sports, which is great. So I said, why don't we just catch up on the Mettler Center? So that's what we're going to do today, Matthew Gordon. The Mettler Center, I know when I come over there and visit, you guys do so many different things. It's not just physical therapy.
No, yeah. I mean, we have a lot of different things to offer. I mean, one, we have the PT department, the physical therapy department that you just mentioned. We also have our massage therapy team, and they do just amazing work. I mean, right. They have so many different varieties of massage. It's unreal. And in a time where you know, people are definitely a lot more computer-bound or remote, I guess, than we used to be. You know, if you're starting to get some of that upper trap tightness or that neck stiffness, and it's not quite physical therapy-related yet, you know, that's a great way to help, you know, allow somebody to kind of let you unwind. Mm. We have our personal trainers, and they're always doing an amazing job out front, working with clients. We have the full gym side of things that's changed from the way it was in the past, but there are still ways that you can do the membership. And then the nice thing is when with our gym and everything, you know, we have such a big footprint building wise that we can really spread stuff out. We've got a lot of different studios. We have a lot of people working with our personal trainers still in that one-to-one kind of way. So that way they can get off on their own and you know, kind of abide by all the social distancing rules and everything. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's kind of an interesting time right now, but because we have such a great facility, we can space everybody out. People can still come in and have a great workout. They can have the help of the trainers, the massage team, the physical therapy team. And it's really, you know, a place where we're just trying to holistically help people be the best that they can be.
Yeah, and Matthew, I've never been a big guy in terms of weightlifting, but I've always been a guy that enjoyed weightlifting. And sometimes, you know, when I was younger, I was so skinny that I was scared to go into a weight room because everybody else is so much stronger. And I'm like, they're going to look at me and be like, what are you doing here? And then, you know, now I'm so old, it seems like, that I go in there and there's 22-year-old kid
you know, bench pressing 400, and I'm like, how do you even live through that? I don't even know how you do that. The one thing that I always loved about the Mettler Center, and it's not because there's not a lot of people that are at the Mettler Center, but it just always seemed like it was almost, you could almost use the weights and such as a private thing almost.
Yeah, again, because, I mean, we have pretty good hours and everything.
Agreed.
But because, yeah, everything is so spread out. We have a pretty large age range of people who come in. So, I mean, as someone who works here and uses the gym, it is nice because we don't have a lot of the, like, crazy heavy lifters. It really is about, you know, kind of the person who takes their health very serious. They really want kind of that one location where they can go for personal training.
Yep.
Massage therapy, you know, physical therapy. They can do their workouts on their own. Again, like I said, the things have changed a little bit. So if people are interested, call so that they can find out more information on that. But it really is set up for the person who, you know, they don't want to be around the big, like, clang and bang of some of the other places. And we really do take our facility, you know, very serious. I mean, we have people who are on the floor all the time. We have our entire PT staff. We have all of our personal trainers. And we're all combining to, like, keep everything cleaned, everything wiped down. And, you know, right now it's such an interesting time because, you know, when else have we had this little amount of activity that we can do?
Correct.
And that's where I think, you know, right now we're this unique facility here in town because, and I was even talking about this with one of our trainers, so many people right now are just finding that they're getting weak because of disuse. They're not walking as far. I've had patients who have come into physical therapy with reports that I'm just not as strong as I used to be. And that's what I think has been most interesting about this time is people are doing less, they're moving less, they're using their body less, and where that normally happens, you know, for winter season.
Right.
And then they realize, come spring cleaning, wow, I'm weaker. People are now through winter, spring, summer, and they're still not doing as much. Mm. And now that we're approaching, again, that cold season where people aren't going to be out and about as much, it really is important that people find a way to get physical activity, because if you just keep going down this, you know, path of less movement, not moving, not using your body, by the time we get back to being able to actually do more things, you're going to find out that you've slipped quite a bit.
Yes.
And that's really a lot of what I've been seeing lately from the therapy side of stuff is disuse, atrophy, deconditioning. People with a lot of plantar fasciitis issues, a lot of low back pain just from not moving, a lot of pain in the neck and the upper back because they're just on their computers all the time. And I think, you know, for the average person out there, this is the time to take advantage of a movement assessment, of the consults that we offer, because you're not going to realize you're weak when you're not doing stuff.
Good point.
You're going to realize you're weak when you go to try to do something.
Yep.
And unfortunately, that's when an injury occurs. And now, instead of, you know, taking care of yourself for the past weeks, months, whatever, you've now got an injury that has to be rehabbed, and that's going to take weeks and months. So definitely an encouragement to people. We have a lot of different things that we offer here. So make sure you take advantage of them because we do a lot of consults with people to try and educate them on what they can do to better themselves.
Matthew Gordon, great stuff, buddy. And by the way, a massage, you want to talk about good for stress. It's awesome for stress. We'll have to talk about that in more detail down the road. Matthew Gordon, great stuff. Doctor of Physical Therapy at Mettler Center. Just Google him, Mettler Center, and get a hold of him, and they'll tell you exactly everything you need to do to become a member. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. Have a good holiday weekend, man.
Hey, you too. Thank you, Matthew. Good stuff there. I'm one of those guys that forgets. I always forget about holiday weekends, and I'm like, oh, that's right, we're off Monday.
Sweet. We're just trying to work over here.
Hey,
we're trying to put the hours in.
That's all we do is work. We got to take a break. Joe Hendrickson, when we return, it's The Drive. Pretty money. Hey, yeah, I like this one.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.